Blind Cool Tech, January 27, 2007. We are at ATIA at the booth of Humanware, and they were just showing me some exciting new Braille displays, and we're here with Matthew and
Joanne Becker.
Joanne Becker. Can you go ahead and tell us about these?
This is a Brilliant 24, and it has USB as well as Bluetooth capability. And as you can see, it's very lightweight.
Very small.
Very sleek design. And it has, in addition to the 24 cells on either side of the display, there are a row of three dots.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do all sorts of great navigation with that, as well as do things such as really run your laptop or desktop using very simple key combinations that you would enter using these six dots.
Okay.
Like D for desktop, J for JAWS, etc.
Right. And that's what we were talking about wanting to support with the Braille Plus, too.
Oh, well, great.
And so the Brilliant sells for how much?
Matthew.
You always point to Matthew, who's not a salesperson for prices. You have two technical people here. You don't have salespeople,
okay.
So we don't have prices.
But we can go to y'all's website to find
yes.
that stuff out.
I can get one example I can give you is like a 40 cell Brilliant would be $47.95.
Okay.
And then they go down and up from there. There's the Brilliant line covers 24 cells, 32, 40, 64, and 80.
Okay.
Whatever your needs are.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of options. A lot of good options.
Tell us about the Braille Connect.
The Braille Connect, what we're really moving towards, all of us in the industry, but Humanware especially, has kind of led the way in shifting the paradigm from thinking of a refreshable Braille display as something that you just connect to a PC on your desk or a laptop to being more of a Braille input and output device that you can use certainly still with a PC, but also with a number of other devices that are being used on the go by blind professionals and students alike, PDAs, smartphones, having Braille input and output capabilities for all of your devices. And that's really what Braille Connect is meant to address with its Bluetooth and USB support, is I can use it while I'm out on the go with my pocket PC. When I get back to the office, I can use it with my desktop machine.
And MobileSpeak already supports that, right?
All of the flavors of MobileSpeak. We just wrapped that up last week with our partners, Code Factory, and we have the Braille support working on MobileSpeak Pocket, which Humanware deals with currently, as well as MobileSpeak Smartphone, which is their newest product.
And what the original, a great product.
Yes,
too.
Absolutely. And the original MobileSpeak Symbian, we've also just finalized the Braille Connect support there, so it's across the entire product range.
So is that pretty easy to set up on a smartphone?
Yes, it's substantially easier now, and it'll continue to improve.
Okay.
The biggest change for people that have experience with the MobileSpeak products is Code Factory no longer requires you to download and install the screen reader and then go back and start again with drivers for Braille displays.
Right.
All of their Braille support is integrated into the product. When you install MobileSpeak Pocket or smartphone, it automatically contains the drivers, and they've added what they're calling a Braille Device Manager. And you simply select the device you have, the pairing and the connection that it uses, and you're done.
Okay. So theoretically, I could hand you my smartphone right here, right now, and we could have this going in 5 minutes.
Yes, I could. As soon as I got up to speed more with smartphone edition,
yeah, okay.
I use the Pocket PC version,
okay.
But they're very similar.
Yeah, yeah.
Very similar.
I was particularly impressed with this small, is it a 12 cell?
Yes,
display?
I'm holding that here.
What, and tell us about the dimensions of that thing. It's amazing. It's so thin.
Yeah, it's just under probably a half an inch thick, I would say. I'm sorry I don't have the exact specs memorized, but I'll estimate here. It's less than a half an inch thick, and dimension-wise, if the easiest comparison I could give to your listeners would be anyone that's held a standard iPac or Dell PDA.
Mm-hmm.
The device is the exact same size if I turn it landscape mode. So it's about, 3 inches by 6 inches, 5 or 6 inches at the most. It's very, very small. It has a 12-cell Braille array at the bottom. It has a nice little five-way joystick on the front edge. It has split space bars. It has four function keys, and it still has a full six-key keyboard at the top for Braille input.
And then the six function keys, you mentioned that, yeah. Nice stuff.
Now, the 12-cell is Bluetooth only. We really envision that being used Not so much with the PC with only 12 cells, definitely with a smartphone or with a PDA for sure. The 40 cell version of Braille Connect has the Bluetooth as well, but also a standard USB connection. And what's great about that is we see most users already using the USB connection at the desk because you're charging the unit at the same time and using the Bluetooth with their mobile devices on the go.
Okay. Do you want to give people your contact info?
Absolutely. You can reach HumanWare US toll-free for any of your product questions, customer support needs, and recently we've even moved all of our technical support. Was also available at that toll-free number, and that's 1-800-722-3393, and also at www.humanware.com.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Larry. Exciting.